Today is Saturday, January 24th, 2026. This is David Gross. I got all the latest on the rioting. I also got the latest on the foreign affairs. There's a lot going on tonight. The rioting is actually ongoing as we speak. It looks like a poor situation in Minneapolis and in Portland, Oregon, in particular. There could also be stuff going on in Seattle and Los Angeles. And I anticipate that this will probably spread tomorrow. So this is something to be concerned about. I know up in Portland, there was one guy that was wearing a mask that is basically the same as what the cartels use. So he's saying he has a concealed permit, and he said he was going to get to work tonight. So I have no idea what the fuck that means. He's wearing a construction helmet. He's on national TV. So he's serious about whatever he has gang tattoos, the works. Okay. So, you know, these people are roaming freely. It's zombie. It's totally zombie style. I'm sick of it. I know that. I'm sure 99% of America is sick of it, but these people, these agitators, terrorists, are just continuing to do this. There's just more and more and more of them putting on the performance. Now, it's not a performance for some of these people, but you see, maybe that's how it starts, and then it just keeps getting deeper and deeper and deeper for them over a period of days, weeks, months, years. Who knows how long this has been going on? But obviously for the guy that got shot today, the agitator, obviously, it's been going on for a while with him. It sounds like his parents have been concerned about him for a while. Of course, his parents sound like they are also left-wing lunatics. You know, maybe if they were a little bit younger, they would be out rioting as well. That's what it sounds like to me. So, yeah, this guy, I've analyzed the video in slow motion. It looked like first off, as far as the sounds go, there was at least two, maybe three people blowing these whistles, disrupting the ICE operation that way. And in addition to that, there were two women with bags that walked up to the agents and were disrupting them, shouting at them, doing stuff. You got to remember, folks, there could be anything in those bags, okay? Really, there could be anything. And so, obviously, all of these people are within the kill box by far. I mean, and so then they also had operatives on the outskirts covering for these folks with the cameras. Okay. So what they did was they sent in multiple agitators. Okay. And furthermore, they had this guy acting as a fake police officer who eventually got killed. They had this guy acting as a fake police officer trying to back this all up while they create all these sensory, because this is what they do. I mean, in D-Day, for instance, they used sensory deprivation. They used sounds and flashes and everything to disorient the Germans. Okay? This is common war tactics. And so that's what was going on. The insurgency in Minneapolis used warfare tactics against ICE. Okay? Whistles. And then they had people coming up with bags. You don't know if they're basically suicide bombers. Okay? And some of these people say that they're going to martyr themselves. Okay? And so they're coming up, and now you have what's called a kill box situation occur. Okay. That's just the rules of engagement, honestly. Now you see the ICE agents kept trying and trying to work with them. And I mean this, so then what happened was then this other guy with the gun, he then made the move on the ICE agent first. He's the one that beelined. He went straight for the ICE agent. Okay. He's the one that went straight for the ICE agent. He didn't turn around, walk away. Okay. When the ICE agent didn't have to get away from whatever he was doing prior to that and go after the two women that had bags and were shouting stuff, and then there was people blowing whistles, okay? He had to go after those two. Well, then, you see, that guy then stepped in, you see? So now he's an enemy combatant, okay? And so he could have been dropped even that the second he took a step forward, he could have been dropped, okay? Because we have bags in play here, okay? We have multiple bags in play. They have backpacks on, these people, and they're bragging about having concealed permits. They're bragging about it with this guy with cartel masks, propaganda up there in Portland. It's all a strategy, okay? Saying is that he could have been dropped on the first step forward, okay? And then they say he's directing traffic and everything. Well, you know, these agitators are so sophisticated, we don't know anything. It could be that he's directing cars to completely interfere with the operation. I mean, everything that this guy is doing is bogus. And by the way, he's a biker in everything. That means that he is trained to be a combatant, okay? And that's why he was recruited for these tasks, okay? So we got to get the facts straight here. It's obvious what's going on. He was recruited, okay? And he's an active member, okay? Furthermore, we can see that there's some kind of leaking going on. Just like there was the attempted assassination of 70, yes, 70 members of the Minnesota government last summer with the Silicon Mask guy, the fake cop impersonator, okay? This is continuing. There is some kind of leak in Minnesota. These agitators know where the ICE agents are, okay? Now you can say maybe he just got out of work. I highly doubt it. And even if he did just get out of work, he has connections to these agitators and he slipped right in and played his role. Okay. So it's also disturbing that these people have access to ICUs because there is definitely shady shit going on and it's up in Oregon and they already have it all on the court records. They already found it all out. Okay. Yes. Drugging of people and stuff. And I'm saying is the same facilities that do that have walls, bumper stickers all over the vehicles. Okay. And this is sick shit. These people are sick. So the investigations need to completely ramp up. Now that we see clear as day that there are terrorists and enemy combatants in the ICUs as so-called nurses. You know, this problem with the nurses, folks, is not new. This has been going back to Obamacare. Ever since Obamacare came, if you were a doctor, go ask a doctor. Just go ask a doctor, especially before they get biased by all this shit. Just go ask a doctor and say, what do they think about a nurse? And they're going to say, these nurses are poorly trained. They're political as fuck, okay? They're distracted as fuck, okay? And they're not investigated whatsoever, okay? And it's been going on and on and on, this cultural rot in the nurses in particular. I mean, I'm just saying is that's what I've heard and seen from even lefty doctors. Okay, these lefty doctors, they all like to talk shit behind people's backs while they talk shit against their own nurses that are lefties. You see what I'm saying? Because they are that fucking crazy. Okay, and so when they say that this guy is an ICU nurse, this dude is fucking crazy. Okay, make no mistake about it. The bar has been lowered so low for nurses. Okay, if this guy was a serious ICU nurse, he would be in the military. He'd be in the National Guard. He'd be doing something. This is a total bullshit position. And his parents know that. They know what's going on. The whole family knows. And so but the thing is that there, like I said, there's these leaks. There's this stalking of the ICE agents. They've been going to airports, hotels, churches, you name it. And it just keeps continuing. And then they make websites in Oregon with Kotex. She's made a website to honeypot to collect all the ICE agents. And now even Walls today said, we're going to go after them. That's what Walls said. Send us the ICE agents' information. He said that in the press conference today. We're going to go after them. That's what he said. And then Frey keeps calling these people national leaders. There's only one national leader. That's the president of the United States. Something's got to change here. And I hope to God the second mayor that comes is not this Somali kid. This is all a giant, giant, giant insurrection, seditious conspiracy. And it just keeps growing and growing and growing. They're trying to take over the ICE facility in Portland as we speak. They're doing all kind of sensory deprivation so the ICE agents can't hear their radios. They're blasting music. They're doing all this shit that they've been told they can do. Well, guess what, folks? They've been told wrong. The Insurrection Act is coming, and I guarantee you, their funding is also getting cut. Doesn't matter which way that this is, doesn't matter how this goes, which way the ball bounces. This is going to get ugly for those sanctuary jurisdictions. There's literal cartel members in there. And I'm telling people, they're timing their Mexican flag waving. They're timing it. Today, they were timing it when the Minnesota State Police tried to do something. Then the Mexican flag insurrectionist insurgents came out of nowhere, heavily masks and basically terrorist masks running around with Mexican flags. This is unacceptable. unacceptable. Furthermore, there's this kid running around saying, you know, you're the state police. We know you're ICE. I'm remembering. And then, you know, he got put in his place actually by another citizen who says, you know, kid, you're not going to burn my city down. No. I don't even know who the fuck you are, kid. Because that's the other thing is we don't even know where these people are coming from. I highly doubt if all of these people, because that's the thing. This guy in Portland with the cartel mask on tonight, he says, I was born in Minnesota and all that. And he says this while he's wearing a skeleton mask. And he says he's a concealed permit. So let's go investigate it all. Let's go check out his story. Let's go double check it all. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm just saying, you played yourself, buddy. Most likely he's not telling the truth. And if he is telling the truth, guess what? He's connected to all this fucking fraud. Most likely he's connected to all this fucking shit. He just fucking incriminated himself. Let's put this guy, in my opinion, let's get him out of the country. Let's put him in Gitmo. That's why we have Gitmo. That's why we passed the Patriot Act. So people can't run up at the ICE facility and because of something they claim happened on the other side of the country. Okay, by the way, when 9/11 happened, when I was a young kid in middle school, they told me, let's keep studying. You can worry about it when we go back home or whatever with your parents. But for now, it's on the other side of the country. And these protesters don't give a damn about any of that shit. And so I'm saying is this guy is on the other side of the country with a cartel mask on, says he has a concealed permit in the state of Oregon, says he was born and raised in Minneapolis. That's why he claims he can go and incite a riot at the ICE facility in Portland, Oregon. Go investigate it all, people, now. People are going to get killed, okay? He is definitely a military-aged male. He is definitely big. He definitely can kill people. Go, and he's trying to use cover of darkness. He's trying to use nighttime. This is a fucking insurrection. This is why we have the Second Amendment. This is why it says a well-regulated militia. One way or another, the hammer's going to fall on these fucking people, okay? And the easiest way is go double-check everything he just said and round up everyone involved in that circle right there. There's multiple circles. There's another circle with this ICU nurse. Everyone needs to be rounded up. Obviously, Walls needs to be rounded up. All these people need to be swooped up. For Christ's sake, swoop them up. This is unacceptable. We can't even have negotiations in the Congress until these people are swooped up. Once we swoop them up, then we can talk shop on the Congress about the SAVE Act, everything, okay? But we're not even, that's how it's going to have to happen if you ask me. You can't negotiate with Schumer like it is, like they're trying to do with this insurrection, with these fucking cartel people with skeleton masks on. This ain't gonna fucking fly. Those leaders, they have been given so many chances. Swoop them up, and then we'll go from there. Okay, get the charges all filed properly, however long that takes, and then we'll go from there. Okay? So we're obviously dealing with some stuff overseas. I'm probably not going to have enough time to get to it tonight, okay? Nor do I want to dilute how important it is to get this correct tonight. We can deal with this other shit later. They're trying to shut down the government while simultaneously having people with skeleton cartel masks run up at the ICE facility. This is not, and Schumer knows it. It's not going to fucking fly. That's the end of the story. I'm signing out. Today is Saturday, January 24th, 2026.